Hi, everybody. Another BBS program. Time moves on. So today is Wednesday, and it's the third month, which is March, and it's the 28th, and we're in 2012. So let's do a mind to heart drop for everybody. Remember, this you should be doing yourself. This should be old stuff for all of you. If you're brand new listening, then what you want to do is command your spirit. You take the thoughts inside of your head. That's normally where your thoughts are. But you have them somewhere else, but I think most people have them inside of their head. And you want to drop that energy down, those thoughts that are on a timeline, into your heart center. That way they're at the present moment. And also they get neutralized. And all you have is peace. So you want to get out of that mind chatter. And you just count from 10 to 1 backwards. That's because it's like an elevator dropping down into your heart. So here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay. Now let's turn your heart. You won't have any questions for this program, so you wait until you probably leave. What do you think, Terry?
I know when you do this, I when you do it for us on the show, I kind of have to resist it a little bit because otherwise. It's very hard to read the fast chat, and I sort of lose interest in trying to, you know, bring the questions forward for people. I just want to sit here. So you all probably experience that too. And if you're new, and by the way, hi everybody, and welcome to the show Wednesday here. We're on Station One. If you're new and you're doing this for the first time, and you're feeling that your thoughts are down in your heart, you will. Find that you're viewing everything around you a little differently, and you kind of, it's kind of a feeling of not really caring the way you would, way you did before about everything around you. You're sort of, you're not plugged into everything. And one of the side effects of this is that time kind of goes away. And so if you, and you should, if you're, or you, yeah, maybe I shouldn't use that word, but it's a good thing to practice this many times a day, but you will find that you will need, as Ron has mentioned many, many times before, that you will need to get a day planner because you will become somewhat unplugged from time and you'll find that you miss appointments and so forth. So, Ron, maybe you want to describe that aspect of the mind-to-heart drop for people.
Yeah, the more often you do it, the more at peace you're going to be because you are at peace, which means that when you're at peace, you're really not connected to time. And this also happens, you're peaceful when you are in the flow of your spirit, and time also basically does not control you. And you could say, you know, time stops when you're having fun. Your time would, but the clock still ticks. So you need to be responsible. And when you do the mind to heart drop, you can get heart-centered with your spirit there in, you know, 20 seconds. So if you're meditating out there, and you think you have to meditate to get relaxed and to basically, in a sense, escape reality, if you do that, because because then your spirit goes somewhere else, that's more detrimental to you. When you just do the mind to heart drop, you're with your spirit. So you don't want to have your spirit ever leave your body. And a lot of people don't know the difference or don't even know about the mind to heart drop. So tell all your friends. And that way they can become heart-centered instantly. And when they become heart-centered, then you're not dealing with the mind energy, and you can just be at peace. I was talking to somebody the other day, and he was kind of mentioning, oh, about the lack of this and that and the other, and, you know, the karma, and it, you know, went on and on for maybe about 20 seconds. And I said, yeah, but none of that really matters when you're in your heart. And he finally started to catch on to what I was talking about, but he still got pulled back into the mind energy of, you know, the way the Earth is having problems and how humanity is harming the Earth. I go, yeah, but everybody who got into their heart, this would not be happening. I said, what if what you're looking at out there is simply a hologram and the timeline, it's not even real? What if the real Earth is perfectly, you know, in good shape, you know, whole and complete? Maybe we're just seeing this situation of things happening here on our timeline here that we should be on, basically. But what if the real Earth is elsewhere? This is why when we do the process where we take out the replicas that are attached to you through your emotional traumas and pain, that's all they attach to you. They kind of like weave themselves into your reality here. And once they leave you, then you feel much better. So I did do that for this gentleman. And I mentioned to him, like, you look at people like they're in a fishbowl or on a movie set. And, you know, you're three-dimensional when you are, you know, out of that energy, and you feel so much better. So this is what he sort of sensed, and wanted to be there for a long time, but naturally, you know, that frequency that is there, you don't hold for maybe more than a day or two. But everybody's a little different. But the main thing is to become more heart-centered so that you cannot draw the negativity to you. It only comes to you through your emotions. And when you live in the emotions, then you do have the attachments. Oh, I mean, the attachments are not only what you want to maybe purchase, which a lot of people think about. Attachments are things around you that you're buying or that you cling to. The also other attachments are the emotional garbage that you're dealing with. And those are actually more detrimental to you. And the thoughts are the main one. So, tonight's our self-empowerment night. We do this on every Wednesday. If you'd like to maybe call in, or type on the fast chat what clearing or clearings you have had that has helped you out, that you could tell other people about, the way it's changed your life, that'd be great too if you wanted to call in or type it on the fast chat to give other people listening, maybe a first-timer, an idea of what you have done in the past and how it's affected you, your life. And basically, I think most people would agree that when you have a whole lot of emotional clearing, and maybe even the mental clearing, the negative people in your life that's been hanging out around you, they drop away only because they were there initially feeding on you. So your emotions and their emotions are mixed up. And when you have the clearing, your emotional stuff around you is no longer there. You'll have to find someone else to use as a host to feed off of them to enforce their negativity. Why the emotional clearing is so nice to have. And hopefully everybody online listening is that. You may have the experience, too, of having people in your life that you often wondered why they're there before. Now they're no longer there because they have no way to feed off you because you had your clearing. So we'll see who wants to call in and talk about things like that. If you had another clearing online, maybe you went through the body jumpstart clearing and you feel better. So it's really good to have you talk, other than myself, about the clearing, because it's personal to you, and you've had it, and you know what you're experiencing. I'll just turn back over to Carrie. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so relating back to the mind-to-heart drop, Ron, and not having any questions, Will is saying, I really did have a question, and now I forgot what it was. And Nikki's saying, I have to write my question down, so... Oh, we have a beep. We have a caller. Wonderful. Who's on the line?
This is Nikki.
Hi, Nikki. Oh, I just read your, you must have written your question down if you called in.
Yes, I did.
Great.
I have a couple of questions, actually. One is, Ron, did you tell us at one time that the dung pile was quarantined?
Yeah, the one that we found was in a safe space so that the energies that would be used in that dung pile would not be able to use it any longer. Yes, so in a sense, it would be quarantined.
Then where are they getting energy to make us?
That'd be a good question to talk about on the Q&A tonight.
Okay.
And
I'll
Nikki,
do
the
that.
Reason Ron is saying that is just that tonight we're trying to just stick to the topic of healings and website healings and self-empowerment, just mostly because there's probably new listeners since Ron's been at the expo this weekend, and we're just sort of trying to stick to some introductory basics for the show tonight. But if you want to type your question into clsquestions@yahoo.com, we will be doing the Q&A tonight. And since that's just come up, let me just real quickly give the number out, and then, Nikki, you can ask your second question. So the number would be 559-546-1301, and the PIN is 5063-99, and the pound sign. So clsquestions@yahoo.com for your questions for the Q&A tonight, which will be after this show. So, Nikki, I'm sorry to interrupt there. So you jump on in with your next question.
Not a problem. I wanted to ask about the difference between whole life healing and the seven generation healing.
Okay. Uh-huh. Yeah, the whole life one is for this lifetime. So whatever your body and or your spirit wanted to heal in this lifetime. Another way of stating that, in your natal chart, the alien life forms wanted to bring forth a life pattern for you. We can just call those the planets and the stars that connected to
right.
you with your natal chart when you were born. And so at that point, they gave you a predetermined life path. So they knew when you're going to be born and when you're going to be died and all that happens in between. So that's what you're working on. And so this poor body now is forced to work on situations that it may not have chosen to do to begin with, but regardless, it needs to get these blocked energies out. So that's your, for the New Age belief, that's your spiritual life path of why you're here. Or you could say this is your karma in this lifetime. So what comes up in this lifetime is what your body wanted to get rid of so it wouldn't die from that. Because eventually one of those particular judgments, and there's probably millions of them, if not trillions, remember, you're living the thoughts of your ancestors. So whatever they believed, and that's your belief system. Whatever you believed, or whatever they believed, is what you're believing. And it will resonate to you. And so what happens is that you're living that particular life of what's chosen for you. Now, your question was what again?
I wanted to know the difference, because last week or a couple of weeks ago, you suggested I do some generational clearings, and I've been trying to find out which is going to be the right one, and I've tried pain and I've tried anger. And now I'm using depression.
Okay, so I'll just describe for the listening audience what the seven generational clearings are for. So after you do your whole lifetime clearing, I would say probably for 90% of the people, that will clear away the energies that's bothering you in this lifetime. For the other 10% of the people, you may still have something harboring in there because your parents had the issue and and then, you know, you have the issue, and your grandparents have that similar issue. So it's kind of like the caste system, you know, years and years ago. And you took on the maybe the abilities, the talents of your father who took it on from his grandfather. And so you're, like, stuck in this role of life because that's all that you know how to do. And so right away when you're born, you know that you're going to be maybe a shoemaker or a baker or something, you know, even a candlestick maker, okay? So that was your life path. And sometimes people are stuck in that still, and they can't get out of the energy. So for some reason, you do a whole lifetime clearing, and you still notice that something is harboring around you or in you, that you just seem to not be able to get out of it. Then the seven generational clearing, which will go back to about the 1800s to now, should be able to help you. So it depends what issue, you know, you're dealing with. So you mentioned you have three issues that you're looking at.
Well, what I really wanted to deal with the pain that I have in my body, because when I get a lot of spirit in my body, it seems to hurt more. So the first one I used was pain, and I didn't feel, I just did like 1 to 7, and I didn't feel anything. So then I thought, well, I'm angry, so I must need anger, and then I did 1 to 7 of anger and didn't feel a thing. And then I decided to try depression, and I can feel energy coming off my body as I do that one.
So you're saying when you didn't feel anything, Nikki, are you saying you didn't feel anything during the doing the clearing, or do you mean you don't feel any difference afterward in your body?
Both, with the pain and the anger. But I do, I still have the pain doing the depression, but I can actually feel stuff coming off me. It's like energy is, it's like the weight on your my shoulders is disappearing.
Okay. So you've done the whole life pain and the seven generational pain, and you've done the whole life emotional, and then what was, and you've done a whole life depression clearing?
I didn't do the whole life part of them. I did that of the emotional and the mental, but I didn't do that with the pain and the anger and the depression. I didn't do the whole life part.
Okay, so Ron, can you look at Nikki's invisible bodies and tell if she needs to do her whole life of this life for the pain body?
Yeah, I'm checking. I'm thinking that it's more of like a curse or spell that was put on you. That could be a bleed through from those maybe parallel timelines back then. That's all I do is the curse or sex spell one, because that can bring forth the pain energy. Yeah, somebody else even typed it. Mika did. So that's what I think it would be, is that you're dealing with something that's completely unseen, that's not attached to you with those particular clearings. So doing a pain clearing may not get it, because you need to get back to the root cause. I thought I'd just mention that for the people listening. The clearings on the website deal with this lifetime, okay? And so Nikki was asking about going back further with a seven generation one, which is true. That can help you out. But the curse of sexist spells or the dark side practitioner clearing, those are designed for the dark side one is designed for people in this lifetime attacking you. The curse of sexist spells are the ones that have been put onto you maybe throughout, you know, a long time, maybe 10,000 years. And you could have this in your DNA bringing forth a predetermined or timely maybe your age of who you are could activate, say, at the age of 20 and be with you in each particular lifetime because it's an active implant and only gets awakened at a certain year and maybe a certain day of the year, month of the year. I think I will look at the Curse of Sexless Spells regarding pain. Because it feels like you have some situation that keeps recycling. Did your any one of your parents or grandparents have similar pain?
Yes, some of it is similar, I see, in the generations in my family.
Okay, so that's probably it. So I think I would probably check that out. Pat wrote also the 2,000-year barcode, and that could possibly help to release it if there's some type of mental pain program, okay? But I think it goes back further than 2,000 years.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. I've done the 2,000-year barcode thing many times, so...
And then you're probably okay with that one for right now. I would probably look at doing the Curse of Sexless Spells and figure
and
out
Ron,
where the...
Sorry, go on.
Yeah, and just figure out where the pain is in your body. Put that down for the location. You know, if you have a side ache or something, then, specify that. Maybe you might be able to look even further. Maybe it's attached to one of your kidneys or something, making your back ache or side ache. But that's what I think it would probably be.
Right. Well, thank you very much, and I definitely will do this.
Okay.
And, Nikki, also, when you get that clearing, you might want to run it several times. I know a few people have had this curses, hexes, and spell situation in their family lines, and they've run it more than once. So if you don't feel relief right away, do it a bunch of times. Ron has recommended for people in the past to do that because you might have several layers of these things on you traveling through your family line. Somebody, I guess, cursed your family
well,
a while ago.
Well, that's really true because I know that my parents were involved in some weird stuff when I was young. I don't know why I didn't figure this out sooner. Thank you for helping me with it.
Yes, you're very welcome. That's what I would do. In fact, people are listening. If you go on and you do the samples that we have, and I'm pretty sure I have a pain sample, and if you do that and you don't feel anything, then you know that you definitely have a problem. If those clearings for a, I don't know, I don't want to use the word a normal person because I wouldn't know how to describe that, but just using that term loosely, a regular person, a normal person, a general person, I don't know, but a regular person, anyway, I think you all get what I'm talking about. So all those clearings should work for you on the samples, okay? If you have one of those and it didn't touch your problem, that means that you might be in deep doo-doo, okay? So you better go on and look at that. And like what's happened here, you may want to do that Curse of Sexless Spell clearing because that could be where your problem is. Remember, you need to get to the root cause of it. And the samples are like a Band-Aid, okay? But if the Band-Aid, doesn't work on the samples, then you know that there's something major. That should normally take your initial problem away for a couple of days or something. It works. Okay, so thank you, Nikki. Heard another beep there.
Yes, do we have another caller? Anybody on the line?
There was a lady in. Hello?
Oh, hi. Sorry. Who's this?
Okay. I think it was a Monday. Ron said that there's a Pleiadian at one of his lectures, or maybe all of his lectures. My question is, for this Pleiadian, is he able to protect himself from all the alien attacks, alien parasites, implants, and so forth? And if so, how does he do it? And is it something we can replicate for ourselves?
Well, that's a good question. He seems kind of peaceful. He talks slow. He talks a little different. So that he was here. Because he liked being here. He kind of like volunteered to come here to help if he could with humanity with all the problems I could only talk to him for about a minute because he came to my lecture when it was in the very front, and I recognized him because I'd seen him probably four other times before. And he's hanging in there with the alien stuff quite nicely when I talk about different things. So I asked him like after the show. I only had about a half a minute or minute to talk to him. I said, if you have any trouble being here, definitely let me know. I'll get you out of here because he's kind of like a volunteer, and he is different. I mean, his face looks different, and his body is different. He's very a very soft male, and if you were to see him, he would feel probably very kind. And being in a male body, that might be a little different. If it was a female body, it would be very kind of like soft and cuddly, you know. But anyway, is he able to protect himself? I never got that far with him.
Does the light chip scan him real fast and see?
What's that again?
Can the light chip scan him and see if he's able to protect himself and then replicate it right now for us?
I didn't quite.
Please scan him and see how he would protect himself, if he is able to protect himself, so we can replicate it for ourselves.
I might be able to do something. Give me a couple of minutes. I'll see if I can pick up something. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Sorry, Ron. What was that?
Terry, and I'll just. Continue on here so I can pick anything up at all.
Okay. All right. So in the meantime, Larry is having a pain problem also on the instep of his right foot. So he's asking if he could get a healing for that.
Okay. So let's see how we could help that with a clearing on the website here. So he has a problem with his foot, right foot. Is that correct?
Yeah, right foot, the instep.
Okay, so if it's not some type of...
it might be a burn. Right foot, instep for burn. B-U-R-N.
Okay.
So Larry may have burnt his foot.
Okay, so let's do some energy work here. So let's put some... I'll just do this energetically for you, Larry, since you probably don't have a glass of water. But all of you listening, what you may want to do is, if this is something that's happened to you, you may want to go online and pay a dollar for a glass of water or a container of water, let's put it that way, and specify that you want some healing properties in that for burns. But because this show is real short, what I'm going to do right now is energetically help Larry. This is if he had water on his foot right now that he had energized on the website. So here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Here we go, Larry. Just see if that helps you in the next 5 minutes. This would be just as if you had a container of water. Maybe you put your foot in some foot bath water. If you had activated... from the water activation page. And I'm still checking out the last question, so I'll turn it back over to you again, Carrie.
Okay. And then you mentioned, or Nikki mentioned, the 2,000-year barcode when she called in, and Pat is asking, what is the purpose of the 2,000-year barcode clearing, which is one of the free ones on Ron's website, creationlightshift.com.
Okay. Yeah, the purpose of that one is to take off the imprinting code on you to basically make you brain dead about ascension, okay? And that will give you the consciousness now that there is an ascension, that it is okay to look for light instead of light of the darkness, and it allows you to get the stuff off of you from your ancestors of erroneous and false beliefs about ascension, and to also negate what Jesus came to do here 2,000 years ago. I imagine a lot of the people that are Christians who regurgitate and recite Bible passages, they don't know what Jesus really came here to do. That's what they know is real. They'll keep doing that, not knowing that they're programmed to do so. So they don't have really, I guess an open mind would not be the right word to use, but for most people, their mind is closed to the alternative of what really happened. If you go to your heart, you know what happened. But since everybody normally worships mind energy here, and they don't understand heart energy, so that's kind of the way to look at it, is to have a more open mind, we'll say, or and it actually got rid of the heart energy. It probably negated and put blocks on you and able to go to your heart to keep you locked into and held captive in the energy of mind, not knowing about heart energy. That's what that clearing is for. And if you put somebody else's name in there, they may awaken also to the light of the darkness that's been imposed on them, and they may understand that, yeah, they want to get out of that system. You don't know where you are until you have a clearing. You don't know how bad off you are until you have one either. So back to you.
Okay. And there is some text on that clearing if you're interested in reading that. Also, if you are going to, like Ron said, you can put other names in there. So if you have a friend that you want to tell about Ron and his information or the website, I've had great results putting friends' names in that clearing before I talk to them. It goes back century by century, from now back 2,000 years. When I clear somebody, I put five windows up at once, because I think it's only 5 minutes per window on that one. I haven't done it in a little while, but it does.
Yeah.
It does speed it up. So,
in fact, at the X, I put it up. I put that clearing up on the X, but I first put the one from now, going back to 2000. Didn't have much effect. But then I went from, 1900 to 2000, and boy, what a shift in room energy. It really changed the room a lot, because people are living, in that energy more than what they are the new one. Remember, there's nobody at the expo typically who is there paying to go see it who is, 12 years and under, but yet they're, much people are older. So that helped to free up their consciousness, and because they are basically probably born from maybe the 40s, up to maybe the 80s who came to the expo. So that clearing worked great for them to get them to free their mind up. Back to you, Gary.
Okay. let's have a look. Liz is asking what clearing Ron and Carrie just talking about. I guess the 2000-year barcode, I think you wrote that one. We've been talking about that, so... Yeah, Liz is saying that. Oh, Liz is answering her own question. Okay. All right. So let's have a look. What was I going to read out next? Somebody was saying, Nikki. Oh, Nikki has done 700 timeline crashes for pain. Wow, that's amazing. So, Nikki, it does seem that this, I guess it's this curses, hexes, and spells is what... The missing piece of the puzzle, it looks like. So hopefully you'll be able to do that clearing. Oh, and we have another beep. This is great. Who's on the line?
Yes. Hi, Carrie. Hi, Ron.
Hi, Larry. How's your foot?
Hi, how are you? I had a question for Ron that if the aliens that travel on these timelines, isn't that like a passenger train that travels back and forth maybe from their home planet or maybe from a spaceship? And they offload data that they get from the person, maybe how they're controlling that individual. And don't they collect information, travel back and forth, and this pertains to controlling that individual as far as like a train that goes back and forth?
Hmm. Yeah, so that could be true. We could probably talk more about that on the Q&A after this year.
So maybe, okay. Larry, if you want to just write the question into the CLS questions at yahoo.com. I'll read it out in that hour because we're just trying to stick to self-empowerment and healing stuff for the new listeners on the show tonight. So we can address
Okay.
some Q&A if you would like. And how's your foot?
Yeah, that's feels like it's better. I did spill some hot, greasy water on it from the crock pot after I did some cooked some chicken. And
Uh-oh.
It did cause me a lot of pain. It's been healing for 6 days today.
Wow.
And I'm on crutches right now. It was a serious burn,
but goodness.
It's starting to get better. It doesn't look pretty, but it's starting to heal up and getting a scab over it. And there's still a small raw spot in there, but it's still being worked out, I suppose.
Gosh, that sounds like a nasty burn.
Yeah, it was. It was very hot water.
Wow.
The crock pot water gets extremely hot, boiling hot.
Yeah, wow. So maybe it would be worth you doing, you know how Ron does the foot baths on the 8-hour call? Ron, what do you think? Maybe Larry should go and do that with a foot bath. So, Larry, you could sit, you know, with your foot in the foot bath water that you've charged for the burn healing.
Yeah, I would do that.
I think I could probably soak it maybe 5 minutes. I don't know if I could do too much more than 5 minutes.
Because it hurts.
According to instructions I found on the net, and I'm wondering if that sounds feasible to you, about 5 minutes soak.
Could you make the water cold?
Or should I soak it longer than that?
What do you think, Ron?
Yeah, I would try that. Maybe some colder water might. It's still hurting. That means that your foot is still burning, it's still on fire. You want to numb it out.
I see.
The burn.
Wow.
You know, but I would try, you know, some of that. Let me get some skin misting water for it.
Skin misting water. Then you can just put it up in the air, Larry, up on a table or another chair or whatever, you know, put it up and just spritz it every few minutes.
I'll try that then.
And then, Ron, what about if Larry were to command his spirit to lower the temperature in his foot? Could that work? Help?
Yeah, that could probably work, yeah.
What is that if I do what to my spirit?
Ron,
have
you want to explain
lower your temperature on your foot. That's good. See if we can do that to take away the burning. You see?
Oh, lower the temperature.
Burning sensation.
You mean that by the water and maybe lower the temperature by the water, maybe by counting or something like that? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Have your body actually lower the temperature around that.
Tell the body to lower the temperature. Oh, okay.
Yeah, this would be in addition to doing the water, Larry. If you do the water and spritz yourself, but separately from that, just say, Spirit, I command you to lower the temperature in my foot.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Or lower the temperature.
Okay, I'll try
foot.
That.
Because if
that
it
works.
Is still burning, you want to bring that down so that it stops causing damage to the tissue of your foot.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's true.
You know what I mean?
I do feel that burning in there. That's true. Okay, I'll try to work on that and see and do the spray and do that statement that the command of spirit to lower the temperature in my foot. I'll try those exercises.
And then, Ron, would it help for Larry to command his body to do it, or would he just be commanding his spirit to do it?
If he wants to command his spirit, to command the body.
Okay.
So do it both ways. You want your body commanded and also your spirit do that.
Uh-huh.
I'll
do that.
Do one of the clearings of it as spirit infusion and concentrate that onto your foot. Okay?
Okay. Yes, I will. Okay. Thank you very much for that, Ben.
And you might want to
here
now, too, Larry, because if you're in the kind of pain that a burn brings, your spirit probably hopped out. So you might
uh-huh.
need to command your spirit to come back to do this before you tell it what to do.
Okay.
It's probably not anywhere near your foot right now because your foot hurts so much.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And then, Ron, can we talk to our mind of the body?
The mind of your body is your healer. That would work also. I'd go to give that a try. So, I would probably try that.
Okay.
All right. So you have a few little chats to have with yourself, Larry.
Yeah, okay.
Or a few chats with different positive
stuff.
That
sounds true. Okay, I'll give that some trying effort on that.
Okay, well, good luck.
Okay, thank you.
Sure.
You know, that the Palladium, I don't have any information yet on it, so.
Okay.
Just pick up anything.
Okay. All right. Oh gosh, it's 7:45 already. All right. So, let's see. So for questions for the Q&A, which will be in 15 or so minutes, it's clsquestions@yahoo.com. And if somebody could type in that number maybe in about 5 minutes, that would be great. 559-546-1301. And the PIN is 506399#. 50-63-99 and the pound sign. So, let's have a look here. Do we have any other questions? Karen is saying the skin misting water on my burn stopped it from blistering. So that's great. I think I've done skin misting water for a burn from the iron one time about a year ago and had the same effect, and my memory is that it took the pain right away, out of it right away. I don't iron very much, but I was ironing something, and the edge of it touched the inside of my arm, and I got one of those, you know, a line from the edge of the iron. So,
oh boy.
Go on, Ron, what were you saying? Sorry?
Yeah, that would work too.
Yeah, so you could do, Larry, you could do water for a healing burn, and you could do a water for the pain of the burn, maybe like an unpainting skin misting water, as well as the foot bath for healing. Spirit is saying, would the mind of the body clearing help? So, Ron, when you have an injury or something like Larry's burn, what happens to the mind of the body? Does that get damaged when the injury happens, and do we need to clear that, or does the mind of the body stay with us and just kind of kick in? What happens to the mind of the body if we hurt ourselves?
Yeah, it might be overdosed, and it may not be able to know what to do because it's traumatized. So let's do a trauma clearing.
Okay.
Here we go. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, see, that helps you, Larry. I just sent you a little email to see if this will help you also, okay? Let's check your email, Larry. This is just for you here. Okay, so back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so while we're on the topic of the mind of the body, I just want to remind everybody that the body jumpstart, Ron has extended that for another 2 months. So that was about to run out in a couple of days, the 3-month body jumpstart special. And so that one does include the mind of the body, the infection body clearing, the blood and circulatory system clearing, the magnetic and twisted body alignment, and the body system rejuvenation clearing. So those 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 clearings, which normally are just available separately, are are brought together in the body jumpstart. So you can, if you're interested in getting that, it's available for another 2 months. If you have it already, you can continue to use it for the next couple of months. I think there is text on that one for each of the clearings, I think. I'll have to go double check. I'm pretty sure there is. And it's $200. So the first two, the mind of the body and the infection body, are both whole lifetime clearings. So if you're over whatever age, I don't know what that would be, 20 years old or something, you're getting all these others free. And if you're even older like me, it's a massive bargain. So many of you, I think, have been using that clearing over the last 3 months, so you've got it for another two. And if anybody is new to this, it is a huge amount of healing for any illness that you have. This will help enormously. And for me, I was kind of doing it more as a preventative because I don't have any big illnesses that I'm aware of. So anything that might be lurking in the background, these different clearings will help prevent them from coming to fruition. So, Ron, is there anything you'd like to add about the body jumpstart?
No, it's a nice clearing. It's there to help you with problems from this lifetime that you could be having your energetic bodies having a problem. So the main thing is that's one for people that may have a health issue, or even let's say that for some reason you happen to get a broken arm or something. Well, that's designed for people to help them out with that, in a sense, okay? That's why we have it up there. So it enables you to connect more fully with the clearing so that you're instead of doing just one thing, you're doing many to help you out to gain health and wellness. Oh, back to you, Carrie.
Okay, I'm just scanning through to see if there are any more questions. Candace is saying, oh, I needed that trauma clearing. A lot of darkness just lifted off me, or off. Nikki's saying, thank you for the extension on the body jump start. So let's have a look if there's any. I'm not seeing any new questions. Nikki's saying, I've been wearing out the body jump start. That's good. Janice is thanking you for the 2 month extension.
Also on the situation that Nikki had, you see she's using this lifetime energies, what's come up in this lifetime, to try to solve her problem. And so this is one way to look at the situation. And if it doesn't help too much, like doing the timeline crash, that should normally, get rid of a lot of this here. But as you see, as she sees it, it hasn't helped too much, which means that it must not have occurred, and happened in this lifetime. So that's why we looked at the curses, sexist spells, and it's more than likely something from the past, which could deal with your parents, could deal with your grandparents, or even going back further. So you need to know that this is a great indication, a good aha for a lot of people that, yeah, I got this problem, why aren't I getting well? What's happening? Well, it's not because it happened in this lifetime. The relationship only works with this lifetime. That's where you should be living. And that's why you need to go deeper on some of those clearings. And in this case, this is the problem that I see, is that it's not, and now it could have been 10,000 years ago. And this is what haunts us with our DNA. Remember, our DNA should not be even activated whatsoever just to give birth to people, and to bring a life form in. And that's the problem, that all this history is always with you. So that's the problem that we have here. Our DNA is killing us. You can never get out of it. The karma is always there. You want to use that term. And all you do is incur more, and the load gets heavier. And that's why the aliens brought us basically high technology now in the last 100 years or so, because they didn't want anybody to ascend. So not only do you not know about working on yourself like you normally would have done, but you're now caught up in technologies that prevent you from coming to your spirit because you have so much duality around you now of doing different types of things. So that's our problem here. But the DNA should not be recycling, and it does. So back to you, Gary.
Okay, and of course, the judgments of our lineage, our genetic lineage, would account for why certain diseases run in families, in certain families, and why we all look kind of similar in our lineage. You know, we look like our parents or our grandparents or our great grandparents because their judgments, I guess, are dictating how we look. Right, Ron? Because otherwise we'd all look the same because we're all using, you know, originally would have been using a blueprint of a human being that we'd all be using the same blueprint, I think. Is that right, Ron? I don't want to say that if that's wrong, but I think you've said that in the past.
Yeah, as far as the same blueprint from the same alien race, yeah. As long as you didn't crossbreed, then you would probably all look pretty similar. But because of imperfections, then all of a sudden that's being passed on to everyone. So, you know, your skin color might be the same with your particular race of people, but other things change. You know, height changes, width changes. And that's only because of the emotional traumas and stuff that the people have incurred from the past. So if you can look at... it's possible, anyway, to look back how a particular race looked, your genetic race, when it was first brought here, and compare that to you, you'd notice that it'd be probably completely different because of each thought that you have creates, remember, thoughts are things. Thoughts, you know, make things, and all of a sudden it makes things in you. And, you know, if you look at some people's hands, maybe some people have maybe their finger is really crooked or something, or they have a certain posture. Well, was the race of you, did you have that posture, 300 years ago? Maybe not. Maybe somebody was overburdened with emotion, and that made them slump over. Maybe they were thin and they took on a lot of emotional density. They became larger. And then all of a sudden that gene got passed on to the next generation, making them a little larger, too. So you're just carrying all the stuff from your ancestors. So what you have isn't really your problem. It's their problem, but you now are dealing with it. So whatever, you know, you think is happening to you, like life dealt you the wrong card or the bad card, you know, that's not the way to look at your life that you caused it. You're just living out their theme. And their theme is whatever it is, you know. So the reality is what you're living. That's why you want to have some of those basic clearings, at least the emotional one. And that works well for a lot of people. And for the people that they say, I didn't feel much at all on it, and that's the mental clearing. So it's good to have both those clearings to get yourself set free of energies. And if you still don't feel much, then that means that you're an even deeper or our time's ending. So then you may want to do a feeling body. Like we're 57 after, so you should end the program here. So we'll be doing Q&A coming up right now, a few minutes. So please call in for that one. And back to you, Carrie, then we'll get off.
Okay, yeah, and questions over to clsquestions@yahoo.com. And I don't think there's anything there yet, so pile them on, folks, so I have something to read. And the next BBS show will be on Friday night, Station 2. And I'm not sure. Are we having a Q&A on Friday, Ron? Do you know yet? I'm not sure what your schedule is on Friday.
Don't know yet.
Okay.
Yet.
All right. But we're having a show?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. Yes, all right. So we will see all of you on Friday, Station 2, here on BBS at 7 Pacific, 10 Eastern, and thanks everybody that called in today and for your questions on the fast chat, and we'll see you in a few minutes over on the Q&A phone line, which Cindy has typed in, 559-546-1301, and the PIN is 506399. Thanks for typing that in, Cindy. And so I think that's it. So good night. for those of you leaving us, and see you in a minute for those coming on the Q&A. Thank you, Ron.
Okay, thank you.